You are now tuned in to Social Smackdown. Oh, what it is, yo? Oh, what's up? You showing our podcast some love. Now you a part of the club. And we can't thank you enough.
Hey, it's your girl, Yay.
And your girl, Nay.
And it's me, Will.
Will?
Who's Will? Who is you?
Who's Will?
Well, I'm the new co-host of Social Smackdown.
Whoa! Okay. As y'all can hear, we got a male. It's not just me and Naomi no more to bring that male perspective in. So I'm excited. This should be fun.
Maybe I... No.
We got a big three. And we're not going to do one season. We're not going to do two seasons. We're not going
to... Right, what are you talking about?
That's a whole reference. Don't do me. Right. She got game maybe on pause, but we still
She most
doing...
definitely came for you.
But we still doing references out here.
Yeah, no. Okay. Anyway, moving right along.
That's
So, obviously, Social Smackdown is moving in a new direction slightly. So, yeah, we're very excited with our new co-host and have a male perspective. We're going to hop right into things today. We have a loaded topic, and it is titled, You're Not Mine, So I Can't Get Mad.
You're not even mine, though.
Why you tripping? I mean...
Like, what's the problem?
I don't understand. You're not even my girl. Like, what you talking about?
You're not even my man. Why you tripping? Why you bugging?
Relax. All right. So, like, this topic is, like, something I feel like plagues our generation the most. Because, mm-hmm. we have, like, the talking stage. And then, like, a lot mm-hmm. of people just, you know, mm-hmm. they want to be in relationships, don't want to be in relationships. Woo, woo, woo. So, who wants to start it off?
Can I just say I hate this talking stage? I just want to put that out there. But
what you say, you're ready to just instantly get married as soon as you meet
no,
somebody?
No, because I didn't say that.
No,
I didn't say that. Relax.
I mean,
I'm not.
No, stage, I never said it was pointless. I said I don't like it. It's a difference. I'm not a fan of it.
Okay,
it just,
okay.
There's a lot of gray areas,
it's
and I just
stupid.
Did.
Because right but, now we're talking. So would we be in a talking stage? Because like just, you know, talking is when you have a conversation with someone. So I think that's really where the confusion comes in, is because everybody's like, oh, we talking, oh, we talked. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it could have just been like a little, you know,
a casual.
Bro, like I talk to everybody. What you No.
I have mixed feelings about this subject, to be honest. Because, like, I've been thinking about this, like, topic a lot for the last, like, 2 or 3 days. And, like, I'm not going to put too much of my business out there because, like, I'm just not. But, like, I was one of those females, like, oh, he's not my man. He can't get mad. Or he's not my man. I can't get mad type thing. But, like, I was just sitting and meditating while I was, like, you know, doing my own thing last night. And it just hit me. I'm like, I feel like that's low-key a childish mindset to have. Like, oh, he's not mine or she's not mine. So I can't get mad. Because at the end of the day, if you're talking to someone, you're trying to get to know them. If something mm-hmm. bothers you, you need to speak up and tell that person it's bothering you, because they don't know it bothers you. Don't tell them. Like, that's childish. Like, that's what we call unmet expectations. Like, they can't fix it. They don't know. They won't know it's a problem if you don't tell them it's a problem. Like,
exactly.
That's just childish to even think like that. Because at the end of the day, the only person who's going to be affected is you. Like, you holding that anger in because he's not your man or she's not your girl. You somewhere mad while they over there doing them, not realizing you mad. And then you get in a relationship with that person. And then all this come out. And they just like, why didn't you tell me this before we got together? And it could have been like, solved. Like, you building insecurities on your own part. When it could have been like, you know, cut and dry from the beginning. Like, y'all need to grow up with that. I'm sorry. Like, even I was like that for a minute.
Sorry for what?
I'm
apologizing. You said what you said. You said it with your chest. Ain't
no,
exactly.
I'm saying because, like, I don't believe in, like, being a hypocrite. And, like, so I was like that for, you know, this Naomi. I'm not going to trip. That's not my man. But now I'm like, look, bro. I don't like how you did X, Y, Z. But, like, just say it in a gentle manner. Don't come off crazy. You don't want to scare the man away or scare the girl away. It's just about, like, vocalizing how you feel. Like, that's all I got to say for now. Until
effective communication. Mm-hmm. Will, would you like to take it away?
Enlighten us.
Let's get to the male perspective.
My perspective of it all is we live in an era of social media and like everybody wants to be toxic. So it's, you know, it's really no way to really go from there. Everybody thinks it's cool to just bottle up and just shut people out. And I think I'm having social anxiety. Hold on a second.
It's social smackdown. Get smack it down.
But yeah, everybody just thinks it's cool to just to be toxic. And what I mean by toxic is as damaging as possible, hurting the next person as much as possible. You know, they think it's. I could say a lot of males, we do get off on. It's like chips under the belt. You know, you get a girl, you. And it's not like we do it on purpose, but it always comes off as well.
And good cover up.
I feel the shade, man. I feel the shade.
No, that was a shot. I handle it. Wow. I don't.
No shots.
I sent it straight. No. I sniped it.
You smacked it.
Target
down.
Locked. Target locked.
No, man.
Scope. I use my scope. That's what it's called.
But in all seriousness, it's just, and then people, it's a lot of folks lack communication skills, just flat out, point cut and dry, putting it out there. Some people really just don't know how to talk and have a conversation and say what's wrong, because a lot of people weren't raised up in those type of environments where you talk your problem. Some people grew up where, especially males, you know, some males, you grow up and you get the man up perspective of everything. Well, I don't know how to make you feel better. So instead of me trying to understand what you're going through, I'm going to just tell you to man up. I can't speak for females, but there are some women that grow up in toxic environments with other women, and they're not able to fully, you know, express themselves because of jealousy, or, you know, it's a lot that plays into it, and it's a sick mind game, you know. It's I feel like people are but you have to break those social stigmas at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Like, some people, they just succumb to what they know, but that's not the way to go about it. You have to be bigger than just, oh, well, I didn't see it growing up, so I'm just going to let that be that, and whatever happens, happens. Because I feel like that's the attitude of a lot of people. Whatever happens, happens.
Right. Like, this is how I am, and that's just how it's going to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I think for sure, like, with most men, like, and I can't, like, be precise about it because I'm not a man, but I know most of the time, the mentality is like, you know, I'm a provider and I'm supposed to solve your problems, and woo, woo, woo. And it's like, if I can't solve it, then I don't need to have any parts in it, because there's nothing I can do. Like, I've just noticed that from, like, men that I've dealt with, you know, like, anything emotional wise, they like, okay, I ain't nothing I can immediately do for you, so I feel useless, and yeah, let's not talk about it because I don't want to feel useless.
And I feel like that's the difference between, like, males and females too, because, like, when we are venting to, like, our boo or our man or whatever, or even, like, a male friend, it's like they automatically seek to try to solve your problems. Mm-hmm. Like, men are natural problem solvers, but female, we just, like, vent is just to get off our chest. Mm-hmm. Like, we just trying to let you know what we feel inside, because everything can't be solved. Like, right. But sometimes that's the whole, like, emotional aspect is, like, different. Exactly. Sometimes I just want to, like, vent because I'm irritated. Like, a lot happened today. I don't need you to fix it. You can't fix everything. So, right. Like, just listen. But, like, that's not gonna ever happen, because that's not how men are wired, and that's not how we are wired. But
yeah. But at the same time, you still can, like, communicate to him, like, hey, You know, I'm not really looking for a solution right now. I just kind of want to get some things off my chest, like, you know, and sometimes that helps. Like, if you just communicate that and express that, you know, that can help a person out a whole lot. And that's male or female, you know, just plainly explaining to someone, like, hey, I have a lot on my mind. I need an outlet. If you're willing to listen, then that'll be cool. Like, I don't expect you to have answers. Like, I just want to get it off my chest because it's bothering me. And I feel like I need to say it to another, you know, person. You know, so it's like saying that up front, you know, I feel like that can save a lot of headache, which really leads me to my point. I'm just going to jump right on in to
well, smack it down.
So
this might be our point of the season, y'all. Smack it down.
So all of first. No, I'm playing. The main thing I thought about with this whole mentality of, like, you know, you're not mine, I can't get mad, like, you know, I'm free to do whatever I want to do because I'm not in a relationship, woo, woo, woo. And, like, even when I say, like, you know, I'm single until married, you know, yeah, I have free will, but the thing is, like, just because you have free will doesn't mean that you should abuse that, you know? And, like, it's like people will still look at what you do with that free will, like how you handle yourself, like how are you, you know, when you have the freedom to do whatever you want, when you have the freedom to choose, because of course you can follow rules and regulations when it's required of you, but are you still going to follow those things when you have the option not to, you know, like what are you going to do with that freedom? But, you know, like I was saying, like communicating up front, like when you know your worth and you like have these standards for yourself and you have these things, you know, like these expectations set, like if you express that to someone, if you say like, hey, if you interested in dating me or getting to know me or whatever, this is what I'm expecting from you. They have the choice either to agree or disagree to that. But once you agree, then I'm holding you to that. And if you don't comply with that, then you can get cut off. Like, it's just that simple. Like, I know with me, like, I kind of have this mentality sometimes where it's like, I can do whatever I want to do and you got to stick around, but you can't do whatever I do or whatever you want to do because I'm leaving. But that's just my mentality. Like, that's not to say somebody else can't feel that way. Like, you don't have to stay through all my mess, but if you choose to, then, I mean, that's your prerogative. But I'm not going to stay if you do the same thing because I just ain't rocking with it. But if you express these things and communicate these things up front, it's like, you know, that gives the person the opportunity, like, whether they want to go with it or not. Because it's like, sometimes you never know what that person is with, you know? Like, if you just here for one thing, like, okay, I'm just here because I'm bored. They'd be like, well, you know what? I'm bored too. So, you know, let's get it, you know? Instead of wasting someone's time.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it always comes a time where you're not going to be bored, piggybacking off what you said, you know? Eventually, whatever you were looking for to solve said boredom is going to either, I mean, that could go either good or bad, you know?
Yeah. But it's like I said, if you say that up front, though, that gives that person the opportunity to know where your head is at, and they can decide where they want their head at, you know? And it's just like, people don't express these things enough, and they just expect somebody to assume to be a mind reader or something, and then things go left, and it's like, well, I was on this page and you was in a whole nother book. And it's like, well, why was that? We never even discussed that we was reading books. I was on Instagram reading blogs and other things. I didn't even know we had books. Like, wait a minute. I'm just saying, you know, like, people don't be honest and transparent. And that's just, like, I feel like that's the biggest roadblock right there. Like, if you know what you want and you communicate what you want, then, like, you know, and make sure that person understands what you want, then they can give you what you want or decide that they're not suited to give you what you want. So that's where I'm at right now.
So well, I'm going to give you the flow. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I have a question piggybacking off of that.
Okay.
So when, say you did put all that on the floor for somebody and everything turned out to be everything. When do you determine that the topic at hand, you're not mine? When do you determine the opposite of the topic at hand, that you are mine and I'm yours? When does that come into play? How long for...
That's something to discuss between each individual person. So it's not going to be the same for everybody that you encounter. So whoever you're involved with, that's something for y'all to discuss, you know, between y'all. Like, you can't expect somebody to have the same mindset or even expectations or whatever across the board. Like, it's going to vary with each person, you know. So it's just something, like I said, that's just something to be upfront with and to y'all, and for y'all to discuss. If later down the line I realize, okay, I'm really feeling you, like, I want to lock this down, then I need to tell you, hey, I'm really feeling you, I'm ready to lock this down. What that means for me is, we're not doing this no more, we're not doing that no more, this is what it is, this is what it's going to be. And once again, they can decide whether they agree or disagree. Either they can stay or they can step.
Okay, I like that. I like the way you put that.
You can get right or you can get left.
Whoa, the Martin on us. Mm-hmm. Martin on us.
Step! Okay,
it was just like all in all, what we all pretty much are saying is, like, communication is key. Effective, like, regardless of your title. Effective, we don't care if it's your boyfriend, your boo, a stranger, your friend, your boss. You need to communicate. And if they can't understand it, you better hit that tiny penny draws. You better, you know, let it go. You know, the little TKO type stuff. Like,
you and your references, bro.
I wanted to sing it, but I ain't trying to embarrass
another
myself
love
like that.
TKO.
Let it go. Another love TKO.
Yeah, you right. Damn. You shouldn't have sung it. That's you right.
I'm crying.
I mean, it seems we're all on the same page, though. You know, like, I don't hear any, like, conflicting perspectives. Like,
you know what that is. That is growth.
It
like
is.
I said,
maturity, for sure.
About 3 months ago, I'd have been like, look, I ain't saying nothing. Do you, boo? Do you?
Yeah.
No, so I don't be somewhere mad.
I mean, but that's not what adults do, and that's what we have to.
Yeah, you're right.
We're most definitely not the same 17, 18, 19-year-old hormonal teens that's just going with the flow of everything. You have to talk.
Oh my goodness. Exactly. Don't even say going with the flow. Please don't say going with the flow.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do
that. I
didn't
have enough going
with
the flow.
Did I say go with the flow?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
You said we just...
This is what happens when you add a male to the podcast.
What?
That's y'all favorite line. We just go with the flow.
Go with the flow. See how it goes.
Whoa. I am not 50 Cent. I am not bulletproof. I'm gonna let you guys.
Oh my god! Did y'all see Big Sean and like Janae? What did he say when she said, "Are you gonna marry me?" Oh, he's like, "It's in the works." Oh, I'm like, "Not irritated."
Oh my goodness! Like, prepare for all of the like quotes and captions of what she said, talking about, "I don't compete, I complete."
Okay, no, that's I quoted that on my IG story. I ain't gonna hold you.
It was like, I mean, I get it, but at the same time, I just be like, okay, we get it. Like, you are on a different wavelength and whatnot, but everything doesn't have to be so, yeah. Like, even when she said, love is living, what is it? Mm-hmm. Something about living our value something. I don't know. I'm not going to quote it. It was like, she had love and life. It was two different things.
So she was trying to get deep.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Something about value, and I mean, it was good, but it was just like, okay, girl, can you have a regular conversation for once, please? I mean, maybe that's her regular, but like, that's her like, regular conversation. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know.
She was like, when you gonna marry me?
Like, when I love.
And he was
myself,
looking dumb. He like,
I mean, I feel like he handled himself well with that conversation, because why do I have to put it? I mean. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't become a Cassie. You know what I'm saying? Don't let Diddy string your mom.
But
for extra
you
money.
Know what? She got her bag, and now she got her man and family. Mm-hmm. So maybe be a little bit of Cassie.
No. I'm like, Cassie is an ultimate like role model. Did any female who messes with a dude who just playing stringing you along? Let him go, because the next one might be right there, ready to give you the world, girl. Like,
but you know what the thing is? The reason why she did that is because she didn't know what she wanted. So she wasn't able to express that to him because she didn't know. Once you're aware of what you want and what you feel like you need, you're able to communicate that to the person. And when you realize that they can't give that to you, then it's your time to go. It's like, all right, I got to go where my needs can be fulfilled.
So
I mean, but gee, I can't. I don't know.
That just hit me something serious.
I wouldn't even stick around with somebody for that long if I'm like, I don't see how they. I don't see how either one of them.
But the thing is, though, do you even know their whole situation?
I was about to say that
we don't. Yeah. We only know what we were told, so we don't know like what they lived, what they experienced. So yeah. It's easy to say on the outside, like I don't know how you could do that. And be careful when you say that because mm-hmm. Man, I said that okay. So much, like especially like the end of last year and then the beginning of this year. I'm like, I don't see how they could do that, or I could. Life was like, yes, you can. Oop, here it go. Let's see. Let's find out. And I was like, you know what? That those words. Gonna be real careful. You might just get
well. So. I'm speaking as a male, as the dominant force in a relationship. I most definitely what? Will not have a. I would not have a fiance, a girlfriend for that long. Just saying.
Okay.
It's either we're gonna get. My goal is to get married. I can't speak for every male, but I want to. I one day want to get married. I want to have a wedding. You know it. I do like males do have these dreams, you know.
I mean,
they may not be vocalized, but
okay, y'all need to start vocalizing it too, though, because we can't read y'all minds, and it's like just because that's in your head, like we can be sitting over here clueless, like oh, he doesn't want to marry me, he hasn't said anything about it, so we think that that's not even something on your mind or that you're even interested in whole time. Y'all over here trying to have y'all got a savings fund for our wedding, but it's like y'all don't communicate that, and it's just like. And then y'all think we overreacting when really it's just like y'all not communicating nothing with us properly. So.
Because if the love is there.
No. Again,
don't let it be 10, 12 years and we're still together, like just dating, you know?
But if I the feel love like, is
there, it's going to happen.
To be honest, it's just like that. You can't really like even like comment on or just being on the outside looking in because like. You like Naomi said, you don't know what was going on in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because I have dealt with dudes for like periods of time. I like look like now being my age, now I look back and like, how did I deal with that? But it's like when you in like situation, it's not always easy and like clear to see that that person is not the person you need. Mm-hmm. Or like, it's just hard to explain. But like, it's easy for us to be on the outside looking in and be like, how can she do that? Like, why was she with him? Or like, you know. Mm-hmm. But if that's not your situation, you can't really like comment on it because like you don't know.
Yeah.
It's just
and maybe that was required for her season. Like that was a season that she needed so that way she could be the woman that she is now for her husband exactly. And her child. So it may seem like it was long for to us, but that could have been something that was necessary for her growth and for her life. Definitely. It might have been a lesson she needed to learn. Like and then sometimes we keep ourselves in certain situations because we're not paying attention to what we need to learn. So she could have been hindering her own self or he could have been hindering himself because they weren't really getting what they needed because they, you know.
Diddy was living his life for sure. Yeah, I could think that meant. I'm not going to say with who. I mean, I can't say with who or with what, but he was living.
I mean, and maybe she felt like she was living her life. Everybody doesn't live their lives the same. So that's why I feel like it's not for us to really say, like, how that experience was for them, you know, mm-hmm. And so that's just, you know,
that's my little five dollars.
I mean,
but you said something the other day, and it was, I'm not gonna give wifey roles until you know what I'm saying.
That's
you
remember, me. You remember that conversation? That's me. That's not her. But I'm not Cassie.
These are grown adults.
Right. But you got to realize, Will, we all different. We not all on the same maturity. We all on the same wavelength. It's like 50, 60-year-old males who still think like they like 17 or 18. Like, age don't matter. It's all about where your mindset is. Like, in your head and your experiences and your maturity.
Exactly.
Like,
I feel like
I'm more mature. I'm more mature than people fighting in their 40s and 30s. Like, it's not about age. Like... Mm-hmm.
That's the part that they meant that age ain't nothing but a number in that aspect.
Okay, R. Kelly.
No, that's why I said in that particular aspect, as far as mental capacity and maturity, I wasn't talking about the rest of the nasty stuff.
R. Shelley, R. Shelley online, folks. Give it up for R. Shelley.
Okay, you guys.
That's that stuff.
So overall, you're not mine, so I can't get mad is a false statement. You can absolutely get mad. Your feelings do matter, but you should also consider the facts over your feelings and then use your feelings mm-hmm. to determine, like, you know, how you move forward. But it's just, So overall, learn how to effectively communicate and articulate your thoughts to other people. Make sure everybody has an understanding everybody's on the same page. Make sure for sure y'all in the same book for one, because somebody can be on page 29, you could be on 29, but y'all in very different books. So, you know, if you're transparent and, you know, and all that, you can avoid a lot of conflict and a lot of confusion and, you know, misunderstandings. You just got to be real with yourself and with everybody else.
Yep. If something is bothering you, say it with your chest and tell them how you feel. Like, don't hold that in. Just don't, because that's so toxic and that's going to mess you up in the end. Mm. Just like we said, communicate. Tell them how it is, tell them what it is, tell them what it ain't. Like, it's really that, it's really simple, to be honest.
You're really sabotaging yourself by not, you know, communicating those things. And, like, I know, I seen a guy, I think it was earlier this morning, I was on Twitter, and he was talking about how guys suppress their feelings and emotions. And he was like, well, it's fear of being misunderstood and, you know, and just different things. And I was just like, you know, you can't let that fear cripple you, because yes, there's a possibility that you'll be misunderstood, but yes, there's also a possibility that you will be understood. So you gotta bank on that possibility that you will be understood. And even if you don't get the desired results, like, you still took that risk and you still, you know, you found out what you needed to find out and you just move forward. But you can't just be holding on to stuff because you're scared.
It's not gonna help nothing. A lot of times, I've come to find out, and I'm not just speaking for myself, when as a male, when we do open up, somewhere down the line, and I can't say that every female woman does this, but somewhere down the line, it's usually used against us.
We'll dive more into that next episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate you guys. We will be going live this Wednesday, April the 22nd, on our Instagram page at Social Smackdown. Stay tuned for updates regarding the time and other information. You guys are the best. Bye.